ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ರೋಸ್ಟರ್ ಪುಟ್ ಅಪ್ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್, ಇಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ಅಪ್. ಇಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ರನ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಇಮೇಲ್ ಫಾರ್ 3-4 days. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ರೀಸನ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಶೇಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಸ್. ದರ್ ಥೌಸಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್, ವೈ ದೇರ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಎನ್ ಇಮೇಲ್ ಆಫ್ ರೋಸ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಶುಡ್ ರಿಮೈನ್ ಎಂಪ್ಟಿ? There is no reason for it. Anyway, it's a different story. But in those days, it was not getting empty. Immediately the roster was filled up, and it was completely filled up. So when Hanumanji came back, they showed him this roster. Sorry, you are jobless. The roster is already filled. From morning to evening, all the services have been taken. Then Hanuman said, "Oh, right, all right. Let me see. Let me study the roster." So he studied the roster very scrutinizingly, and then he said, "Aha, there is one service which has not been filled up. I will take that service." So then everybody said, "Oh, what service? What service? What service?" Now they all became afraid. Now because Hanuman takes some service, then everybody will get kicked out. So they're thinking, "What service? What service? What service?" He said that there is nobody to snap the finger in front of the Lord when he yawns. That service has not been taken by anybody. So I am going to take that service. So everybody said, "Okay, the Lord yawns very occasionally. He doesn't yawn just much, you know, because he is Supreme Lord. He has already learned the art of, not sleeping from Vishwamitra. When Vishwamitra took him, when he was a young boy, he taught this art to him, that it's a particular art that he will not sleep for so many days, so many years. He need not sleep. He taught that art." So they thought, "Okay, the Lord already knows that art where he is going to sleep. So let him have that service once in a while, maybe once in a blue moon, once in 10 years, 15 years, the Lord might yawn." But then it so happened that Hanumanji was always staying with the Lord. Then everybody started asking, "Why you are always with the Lord? Your service is when he yawns, you have to come. You're not supposed to stay with him always." Hanuman said, No, I don't know when he will yawn, so I have to always stay with him. Whenever he yawns, I have to snap the finger." They said, "Okay, he's just staying. Okay, let him stay. No problem." Okay. Then the Lord developed a strange disease. What is the disease? The Lord started yawning continuously. Nobody could stop him from yawning. Lord Ramachandra was simply yawning off. And Hanuman was so happy. He was simply snapping his fingers to glory. And they're like, okay, snap. That was going on so much that even in the time of When the Lord went to sleep in the bedroom, he was still yawning. So he started snapping. Hanuman went to the bedroom and they still started snapping. The Sita Devi said, "What is this? This is my private chamber. You are coming here." "No, Lord is yawning. What I can do? This is my service. I have to snap the finger. Now Gita Nagari Prabhu is yawning, so I have to snap the finger." So this became the Lord's service, Hanuman's service. And that occupied the whole day of the Lord, that simply Hanuman was snapping and the Lord was yawning. And it's going on. So then everybody understood that this is not the way to deprive Hanuman of the Lord's service. So they all apologized to Hanuman, and the Lord also was very happy. Then everything became quite normal. So this actually shows, this pastime shows that how we should be ready to look for the even insignificant opportunity to serve the Lord. The service which we do is not very important, but the mood with which we do the service is important. That's what is the learning from this pastime. We may be doing great service, but the mood, if it is not proper, then the service is not pleasing to the Lord. But we may simply be tapping the fingers in front of the Lord, but if we have the right mood, then that is pleasing to the Lord. So this is the learning from this pastime. There was one more pastime I want to share. That one time, Lord Hanuman, he saw Sita was doing something very, very strange for him. At least it looked very strange for him. She was taking this sindoor and she was applying that sindoor on the partition of her head. And then he was looking at Mother Sita Devi, and then he said, "Mother, I don't understand that every day why do you put this red sindoor on the parting of your head? What is the significance behind this?" Then Sita Devi said that this is for the protection of my lord, that this sindoor which I apply on the partition of my head, this is for the protection of my husband, this is for the protection of my lord. Actually, in Vivaha Samskara, there is a separate samskar where the husband applies the sindoor on the partition of the wife after he gets married to her. So this is a very important samskar, because that sindoor is the protection for that husband. So every married woman is supposed to put sindoor on the partition of her hair. Many times nowadays we see that because of the influence of fashion, married women don't want to put this sindoor. But this is very important for the protection of their husband. Especially when there's a devotee husband, to protect him in his preaching mission, to protect him in the mission of Srila Prabhupada, is very, very important duty of a wife. So she has to nicely put sindoor in the partition of her hair, whether it is fashionable or unfashionable. But nowadays even bindi is a problem. People don't put bindi, either it's some nano bindi, you know, women put nano bindi. You have to find a microscope to see whether the bindi is there or not. Or sometimes they don't put bindi at all. Because fashion. No, these things are having certain importance in our Vedic culture. That why we are putting bindi, why married women have to put sindoor. So when Sita Devi explained this importance of sindoor, putting the sindoor on the partition of her hair, then Hanuman, he listened very quietly and thoughtfully. And next day, when people saw Hanuman was having sindoor smeared on all over his body, and he was walking like this here and there. Then they all asked, what is this? You are smearing sindoor all over your body and you are walking here and there. What is this? Then he said, I understood from Mother Sita that putting sindoor on the partition of the hair protects the Lord. So if this sindoor can protect my Lord, why apply small quantity on the partition of the hair? Why not apply the sindoor whole quantity on my whole body and the Lord will get protected? So this was the mood of Hanumanji, that he wanted to protect the Lord always. And we can see that in temples, that the Vigraha, the Sri Vigraha of Hanuman, is still today anointed with sindoor completely, in remembering this pastime of Hanuman, where he is protecting the Lord by applying sindoor all over his body. So this also shows one more very significant aspect of how to serve the Lord. The significant aspect of how to serve the Lord from the pastime, what we learn is that this entire body is dedicated in the service of the Lord. Otherwise, this body has got no meaning of existence. So it's whether it is a question of putting sindoor all over the body, or whether it's a question of using every part of the body to serve the Lord, this is the meaning of human existence. Or this is the meaning of existence in the material world. If we don't use anything and everything to serve the Lord, all these things are waste. They are useless. So this is what is told in the second shloka of Chatushloki Bhagavatam. Pritertam ya pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani tad vidya tatpano maya yata bhasho yata tamaha. That unless a thing or a substance or a person, anybody and anything, unless the connection with Krishna is seen, there is no meaning to it. And that is called as maya. That which is not. Because there is nothing which is not connected to Krishna. There is nothing which is not connected to the service of the Lord. There is nothing which cannot be utilized for the pleasure of the Lord. So if we don't utilize anything and everything for the pleasure of the Lord, for the service of the Lord, then we are in maya. This is a simple definition of maya. It's there in the Bhagavatam. So Hanuman, by his own personal example, shows how the Lord has to be served. And it's also very, because we are having Jagannath Rath Yatra, and today is the return Rath Yatra, there are some very sweet pastimes of Hanuman with Jagannath. So we want to share some pastimes of Hanuman with Jagannath. Actually, Jagannath Puri is protected on all directions by 8 deities of Hanuman. They are all doing different functions. And there is one deity of Hanuman in the temple itself. So one time what happened was that Sudarshan Chakra, he became little proud. He was thinking that I am always held by the lap, by the hand of the Lord. And whenever the Lord wants something, then he has to depend on me. So he has to send me in his errand. And I am the person who is doing all these things for Lord. So I am the power of the Lord. If I am not there, then the Lord cannot kill the different demons. So since I am there, the Lord is becoming so powerful. And he is called as Chakradhari. So then the Lord understood that this pride of Sudarshan Chakra is not very good. Because pride is the biggest stumbling block in our progress in devotional service. The moment we get proud, then Krishna has to forcibly remove all the effects of devotional service and pull the carpet under our feet so that we fall down and become humble. Krishna has to go through a very painful exercise with the devotee. So Krishna, we think that this is painful for us, but it's even more painful for Krishna, because Krishna wants us to be happy. This is Krishna's aim. Krishna doesn't want us to be sad. Krishna doesn't want us to suffer. It's we who want to suffer. We are confirmed. We are so adamant that we want to suffer. We are so meticulously planning our life in such a way that we have to continuously suffer by forgetting Krishna. And we keep on complaining that I am not happy, I am not happy, I am not happy. And some stupid people think that they are happy also. In spite of facing Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi in their life. In spite of seeing it happening in every life. Starting from a small microorganism to the most complex living being seen called as human being. So they see everybody is suffering, but they think I am happy. So this is the height of stupidity in material world. Anyway, this suffering is because we are very proud. We are very proud that I have this, I have that. Even Prabhupada said that Prabhupada was seeing one beggar, and then he was carrying some wood, some piece of wood. So these people are, Prabhupada's disciples are telling, oh, he is so poor. And then Prabhupada said, no, don't think he is so poor. Go and ask him that piece of wood. You will understand how proud he is. No? He is the possessor of that piece of wood. I am the possessor of the piece of wood. This is mine. So this I, me and mine makes us so proud that we forget what we are originally and how dependent we are on the mercy of the Lord. We simply forget this fact. We think that Radha Madhav are existing because I serve them. The moment I am not there to serve them, then Radha Madhav cannot have so much of opulence. So I am the person maintaining them. Then Radha Madhav has to go through some painful operation to make us understand that we are not supposed to be proud. So Sudarshan Chakra also got proud. And he was thinking that I am the Lord's servitor, and because of me, Lord is doing everything. So the Lord understood. He doesn't want his devotees to be proud. So he told the Sudarshan Chakra, please go and ask Hanuman to come here. So Sudarshan Chakra went, and then he told Hanuman that Jagannath wants you. And then he said, what is this monkey? So I will stop him from entering into the Sri Mandir. So he blocked all the entrances of Sri Mandir as Chakra, and then he was standing. And then he was seeing how Hanuman will enter. So Hanuman, what he did? He saw that Chakra is blocking the entrance. So he simply grabbed the Chakra, put him under his forearm, and then walked into Jagannath. And he told Lord, what I can do for you. Then Lord said, you have already done what I wanted you to do. I am very happy. Now release this Chakra. So he released him. That's why Chakra in Sri Mandir, he remains in the form of a stamba. To remind all of us that if we become proud, then we are no better than a stamba. We are no better than a piece of log which is standing near the Lord. So we are not supposed to be proud. Whenever we see Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra and Sudarshan is very mercifully teaching us that how we should not become proud. This is the pastime of Chakra and Jagannath involving Hanuman. So Hanumanji was also asked by the Lord to stop the ocean from entering into the temple of Jagannath Puri. Because what used to happen that Varunadev was so anxious of taking the darshan of Lord Jagannath that regularly he used to enter the Sri Mandir. And we know when the ocean enters Sri Mandir, what happens? There's so much of flooding and so much of disturbance. So then the Lord Jagannath thought, this is not a very good idea. So I should put some sentry for the ocean to stop from entering. So he told Hanumanji, please you stand on the ocean, Chakratita, and stop this Varuna from entering into the Sri Mandir. So Hanuman, he stood with his mace, and then whenever Varuna tries to enter, he would show his mace. Go back, like this. Then Varuna would be afraid and then he would go back. So they were very nice arrangement. The only problem with this arrangement was that Hanuman was simply getting khichdi after khichdi every day. Hanuman is a nice eater. So he wants Mahaprasada. Very nice variety of Mahaprasada. So he thought that it's not a very good idea here to eat khichdi after khichdi. So I'll take a small holiday, go to Ayodhya where I will eat nice Mahaprasada, I'll come back. So he took a small holiday and then he went to Ayodhya. And Varuna was waiting for this opportunity. Then he came running into the Sri Mandir. So Jagannath saw, oh, this is something happening here. That what happened to my sentry? Then he saw that his sentry has taken holiday. Then he said, okay, next time when he comes back after holiday, bind him. Okay, bind him with the rope and keep him there. And write Lord Ram's name on the rope, otherwise he will break the rope. So what happened was that Hanuman came back and then he was there. And when he was taking rest, they bound him with the rope. And they also wrote Lord Ram's name on the rope. I don't know, rope or chain, something like that. So they wrote Lord's name on that. So when Hanuman, he woke up, he saw that he is bound already. Then he thought, what is this? I can break it so easily. Then he took up that binding rope and then saw, but Lord Ram's name is written. No, he said, no, I cannot break it. So that Hanuman who is bound, who is there in Puri, he is called as baby Hanuman, one who is bound. So like that, there are different Hanumans are there and there are different pastimes which are associated with this wonderful servant of the Lord, which are there, but we don't have time. We are already running short of time. So today is the return of the Rath. The Lord goes back into Sri Mandir. There are very beautiful ceremonies in Jagannath Puri. The Lord mounts the Rath and then he goes to a temple which is called the temple of his Mosi. And then he gets offered some very special rice cakes. Then he goes to Sri Mandir where Lakshmi Devi is waiting for him because he has been out for a long time. So Lakshmi Devi, she comes out of the storehouse and she dresses herself very nicely and she comes to receive the Lord. The Lord, then he meets Lakshmi Devi. Then Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, they enter the Sri Mandir. Then the Lord also, he has some mock fight which goes on there. And after the fight, the pastime of some small fight there, where the devotees of Lakshmi Devi, they try to chastise the Lord for coming late. Then the Lord enters into Sri Mandir. And then after that, there's a beautiful darshan of the Lord tomorrow. So this Ratha Yatra of Lord Jagannath, it has been glorified through these days by great devotees. So there is nothing much I could add to, except that I want to remind all of us, especially myself also, that there are two types of Ratha Yatra. There is one Ratha Yatra which is performed by Lord Jagannath, which happens twice a year. Once he comes to the Gundicha Mandir, and then he goes back from Gundicha Mandir to the Sri Mandir, reminding all of us that he is the one who is running this entire universe. He is the Lord of the universe. And all of us are supposed to be his servitors and we should serve him. Except these 2 days, the rest of the year, there is a different kind of Ratha Yatra which is running within all of us. This Ratha Yatra is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam as Manorathena Asati. That sitting in the chariot of our mind and using the senses of our horses, the senses which are like the horses, and running here and there without any proper aim of life. Simply looking for sense pleasure. This is called as Manorathena Asati. So, there are two types of Ratha Yatra, I said. that one is Jagannath Rath Yatra and the Manoratha of the Jiva, which is being driven by the horses of the senses. So one should be very careful, one should remind himself, today is a very good opportunity. We will hold the rope of Lord Jagannath, that Baladev, Subhadra, pull the rat. And as we pull the rat, we should remind ourselves that this is the Ratha Yatra which should be constantly in our mind, not the other Ratha Yatra of making our senses run around the whole place in an uncontrolled manner. So just like we see this wonderful Ratha Yatra of the Lord and we try to capture this for the next 1 year, we try to capture this, you know, in this picture in the heart, that the Lord is so merciful that He Himself comes out. Normally, it's not the tradition for the main deity to come out. The main deity doesn't come out of the temple. There's a separate deity in each temple called as a festival deity. We call it as Utsava Vigraha. Even in Jagannath Puri, there's a separate Utsava Vigraha, Madan Gopal's deity. So that is a deity of Madan Gopal who normally comes out for the different pastimes. Like when I gave class two months before, I explained that how Madan Gopal deity comes out during the summer for the boat festival, and then how he takes bath in a very special pool constructed of marble, which is filled with sandalwood paste water. Very beautiful pastime. It goes on till the midnight. So generally, in any temple, the Utsava deity is the deity who comes out. The main deity doesn't come out. He doesn't come out. He just stays fixed. We have to go and see the main deity in the Garbhagraha. But Jagannath is so special, that he is so merciful, that he himself comes out. In spite of being the main deity, he walks out of the temple, and then he comes to see all of us, because he is so interested in giving his mercy to all of us. The Lord's only aim of coming out of Sri Mandir is that he wants every one of us to have his darshan, because he is the Lord of Jagannath. I mean, he is the Lord of Jagat. He is not confined to any temple. He is not confined to a geographical location. So he wants to come out so that every one of us can see him, and he can see every one of us. Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatubi. That we come in his line of vision. When we come in his line of vision, and when the Lord sees us, and when we see the Lord, then we get attracted to this form of the Lord. Like that form of the Lord is so much attracting that at the time of death, when the whole experience of our life is running in front of us like a movie, if we have seen the Jagannath Ratha Yatra, when that scene of the movie comes, Lord Jagannath, he presses the pause button in the video. So we just see Lord Jagannath and then we leave our body. So this way, by simply attending the Ratha Yatra of Jagannath, we can go back home, back to Godhead. The Lord is so merciful. The Lord is so merciful. He is the ocean of mercy. But we have to utilize that mercy. If we can be in the bank of the ocean, but if we don't utilize the ocean, if we don't utilize that mercy of the Lord, then only we are to be blamed that we have such a great misfortune. So today there is again this fortune, good fortune of us holding the rope of the Lord's Ratha Yatra cart. And especially that good fortune is available for so many of us by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who took the Lord of the universe and the whole festival of Ratha Yatra cart, he made it popular all over the world. And today is also a nice day to remember Jayanand Prabhu, who dedicated his life for Jagannath Ratha Yatra, whose glories are so great that Prabhupada himself told that he is the saint of ISKCON, and he is glorified nicely. We have his samadhi in Jagannath temple. So today is also a nice day to go and pray to him that we get that mood of service of Jayananda Prabhu, that he was so expert in utilizing everybody in the service of Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra. I heard one time my Guru Maharaj, Srila Jatagha Swami Maharaj, saying that when he was a new bhakta, how Jayananda Prabhu utilized him for the Jagannath Rath Yatra Rathakat construction. So he was so enthusiastic and he was so encouraging that when my Guru Maharaj put a nail on the wood to put a nail, then he started glorifying, "Oh, you are so great, you are putting a nail so nicely into the cart, you are so expert in putting the nail." So he was so encouraging, and Guru Maharaj was remembering that pastime, that how he encouraged everyone to participate in building the Rath Yatra cart, how he became the pioneer of holding Rath Yatra in his cart. So today is also a nice day to pray to him, to remember him, to pray to him, to especially to get that service mood, that mood to care for devotees, that mood to engage each and every one in the service of the Lord. Dhira dhira jana priyo priya karau, which means that whether a person is a gentle or he's a ruffian, all of them should be engaged in the service of the Lord. Today is a nice day to meditate on that. And with this, I would close the class here. Any comments, questions? What's that like? It's like having all the brothers and sisters, one sister I had, brothers, the children of the family sitting together during the dinner time or after dinner time where we go to sleep, and hearing these nice stories of Lord Ramachandra, Hanumanji. Actually, Hanuman was my childhood hero, and Ramachandra was also my childhood hero. My son, when he was a child, he had all different men, like he had Spider-Man, Batman, and Superman, and things like that. So I used to tell him that all these men are useless because they are all some imagination and they don't exist. We had one beautiful man as our hero who really existed, who did wonderful things. He was called as Hanuman. This is the hero of our childhood. And he was so fantastic. Some stories of Hanuman I can never forget. Like how Hanuman went into the palace of Ravana. And Ravana was so great. He's not just an ordinary personality. He was so powerful that he used to keep the demigods lying down on his steps to the throne. And he used to step on them and go and sit on the throne. He was such a powerful personality. And then he was sitting on the throne and Hanuman goes there. And he is standing in front of him because he has allowed Brahmastra to bind him. It's a big story, but I'm just relating this part which always is fresh in my memory. He allowed Brahmastra to bind him. And then when he went in front of Ravana, he just removed off the Brahmastra by his own will, because no celestial weapon can harm him. So he has that benediction. Then he was not offered any seat. Then Hanuman was thinking, this insignificant demon Ravana, he can sit in such a high seat, and I am the servant of Lord Ram, why I should stand in front of him? So simply he extended his tail, he made a big seat higher than Ravana's seat, and he jumped on the seat and sat down. And then he told Ravana, what is the matter now? What do you want to ask me? So he was such a man, Hanuman, a great hero, that he could use his tail to burn the whole Lanka into ashes and jump like just like that. He even offered to Sita. He said, "Mother Sita, what is all this waiting for Ram to come and go and things like that? You just allow me. You come on my shoulder. One jump, we are there with Ram. All your miseries are finished." Then Sita told him, "This is not good for you. This is not good for me. And this is not good for your master also. So I will wait for 1 month. You come back. You go to Ram. You tell him that you have met him. And I will keep my life in this body for 1 month. Within this 1 month, he has to come and he has to save me. And that is glorious for him, that is glorious for you as a servant, and that is glorious for me as a wife of Lord Ram." So that is the reason why he didn't carry Sita. Otherwise, he would have carried Sita just like that, went back to Ram. So he was so powerful. He could have single-handedly finished the entire host of the Rakshasas. He was so powerful. Hanuman was so powerful. So, you know, hearing this kind of stories as a child, know, while having dinner or you know, while going to sleep from the father and from mother. This actually, it builds into a person the roots of Krishna consciousness, that we understand that the value of life, we understand the, we relish the beauty of Krishna Katha. And that's what makes, that's what is told in Srimad Bhagavatam, that Shushusho Sraddha Dhanasya Vasudeva Katha Ruchihi Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipraha Punya Tirtha Nishevanat. That simply one has to get this taste for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing the stories of the Lord, and that is the greatest contribution the parents can give to the children. That the parent, this is the duty of parents, that the grihasthas especially, that they feed this Vasudeva Kathamrita into the Karna Randra of the children, just like, you know, they feed the children with food. And I have seen very commonly that the stories which are told while feeding children, that time there was no TV. Nowadays, you know, the standard method for feeding children is to switch on the TV, put them in front of the TV, and then keep on feeding the child without seeing whether the child is eating or not, and keep on seeing the TV. Like this. But that time there was no TV. So our only entertainment while feeding was that we used to hear Rama Katha, we used to hear Krishna Katha, and we had, I had grandfather, I didn't have the fortune of having a grandmother. So I had one paternal grandfather, I did not have my maternal grandfather, grandmother, a big loss. But I had a paternal grandfather, he used to tell us stories, when we go to his house, he used to tell us stories of Krishna, of Lord Rama. I heard Putana's story first from him. It was very fascinating for me that how a small child Krishna could kill such a great demon. So this is a part of a Krishna conscious parentage, that the children should be brought up like this in Krishna consciousness. Along with feeding them prasadam, they should also be fed Krishna Katha. And that love with which they are fed prasadam and Krishna Katha will make sure that they will remain devotees for the rest of their life. So I was just remembering those wonderful memories. Okay, let's close the class. Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premrande.